All right, we're bringing in two best of the besties, Congressman Jason Smith, ranking member of the Budget Committee, Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers, Energy and Commerce. Thanks for coming back. Kathy McMorris Rogers, it's almost too easy, but Joe Biden depleting the SPRO, blaming oil companies, and I assume when the cavalry comes and you all take over the committee chair, you will have a better plan. I'm hoping you could tell us a little bit about it.
Absolutely. Yes, it is just outrageous what President Biden is doing right now with the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is now at the lowest level since 1984. And meanwhile, China is accumulating more oil. They now have the largest petroleum reserve. It makes no sense. And we are anxious for Election Day. We are anxious for the Republicans to win the majority in the House so that we can unleash American energy, so that we can so that we can send a strong signal that we want more oil and natural gas production in the United States of America. We want to build more refineries. We want to export LNG to our allies around the world. But, you know, we also want to send a strong signal to the investment community that, you know, they need to be funding, they need to be investing in American oil and natural gas. It's so critical to our national security, to our economy. The foundation of our economy is energy. And I cannot overstate how important it is for us to unleash American energy, invest in energy infrastructure, more pipelines, hydropower, nuclear, clean coal. You know, we have abundant energy resources in the United States. It's foundational to our way of life, our leadership, and the Republicans are ready to advance that agenda.
Yeah, Joe Biden blamed the oil companies today, said they were asleep. I love that. I mean, really, just the sheer gall of him saying that. Jason Smith, welcome back, sir. You're going to have, I've talked to Kevin McCarthy about this, you're going to have an inflation recession crisis on your hands when you take over January 3rd. So the question is, will you all be ready to have measures, you know, clear legislative regulatory measures? And I sort of want to get your plan. We can't get it all done today, but what are you thinking, Jason? Hit the ground running, right? Isn't that going to be terribly important?
We absolutely have to hit the ground running. And just as the number one pillar of our commitment to America is to make the economy strong, is what we're going to have to focus on. We have to cut this wasteful spending. Under Joe Biden, we've seen him add more than $10 trillion of new spending, the most spending ever in the history of any president in his first 20 months. He's added over $3.4 trillion to the debt, which is the most added by any president in his first 20 months. We have to stop the bleed, first and foremost. We also have to get people back to work. These big stimulus bills that they've been passing has been paying people not to work. Able-bodied, healthy adults, they need to work in order to receive any kind of welfare programs. Get people off the government programs and back to work.
I love the the workfare, Jason. You know that. I absolutely adore that. I think it's absolutely vital for economic reasons, but also moral reasons, too. But let me just a question. You can both answer this, but you're going to have a tough time, right? You can get a good appropriation bills, or get a good reconciliation bill through the House, no question. If the cavalry takes the Senate, which I think it will, they can get their 51 votes. What happens with Biden's veto pen? And Jason, are there ways somehow to defund any of the stuff that's been done so far? I know these are hard questions, but I thought I'd, you know, toss it to him today.
You know, Larry, there's absolute great ways that we can do this. We can use reconciliation. In fact, reconciliation has been used more than 20 times since 1980, and more than half of those times it's been used in divided government. I'd like to remind the viewers and also to remind you, welfare reform in 1996 was used with reconciliation. Mm-hmm. The question is the House and Senate, we can get it done, but will Joe Biden decide to sign those pieces of legislation into law? We'll see. This guy doesn't even know how to turn on the lights in the White House, so we'll see if he's willing to try to pass policy that helps working class families.
But he can't stop, Kathy, he can't, tell me if I'm wrong, I've been out of the game, but not really. He can't stop reconciliation. The 51 votes, I mean, if it qualifies all these budget things, if Jason is right, you can put welfare reform in there, for example, workfare, plus the spending stuff, maybe even some regular stuff. The president can't veto a reconciliation bill, can he?
Well, actually, the president does have to sign the reconciliation bill. So we would have to work with the president to get that bill signed. But, you know, Congress, the House and the Senate, we have a constitutional role responsibility to exercise the power of the purse. We also have the oversight and the investigation responsibility. And so when it comes, I think about energy, as ranking Republican on energy and commerce, you know, we oversee FERC. We oversee that, which is the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, that is slow walking permits right now for new energy production. We oversee Department of Energy. And through our work, we can direct them. We must, on behalf of the people, bring in these agencies. You know, so many of these agencies have just been emboldened in recent years with the over $10 trillion worth of spending, as well as an administration that is just writing rules, regulations, doing whatever they want to do. So that's where Congress and we have the Republicans, we have the commitment to America. We are going to be ready on day one. And both the members as well as the new candidates are running on making sure that our economy is strong, our nation is safe, that our future is built on freedom, and that a government is accountable. And so we absolutely are going to be ready on day one.
All right. Sounds great. Look, sounds great. Question is Joe Biden and his veto pen. Anyway, we'll have more time to talk about it. We appreciate you today. Thanks for coming on.